Good morning, and welcome to a special holiday week edition of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here for the next hour. It is the week between Christmas and New Year's, a week where people's usual listening patterns are generally way off. And so rather than do a regular show, I've decided to do something a little different this week. It is also the last show of 2021, and throughout the year I try to play a new release every week. So I'm going to take a look back at all the new music I played this past year. It's a very strong list. Just to make it a little easier for myself, so I can take some time off for myself during the holiday, I'm going to pull the segments from the archive, so you will hear how those songs were introduced at the time, rather than me looking back at them now. That might result in a couple of weird time warps, but I think you'll get it. And the music, as I said, is going to be really, really good. So enjoy. Let's get started with this clip from last January 11th on Rock of Ages. On the show, we try to play the best rock from all eras. That means classic rock of the 70s right on through today. And of course, I like to play as much new music as I can, too. And you can't get much newer than this one. Kings of Leon released two new singles just a couple of days ago. One is called The Bandit, and the other is called 100,000 People. They're both off the upcoming album, which will be called When You See Yourself. It'll be out on March 5th. It'll be the band's first new album in 5 years. They are also slated to headline Eddie Vedder's 5th annual Ohana Festival, which will take place in Southern California next September. They'll perform on a lineup that includes Pearl Jam, My Morning Jacket, The Pretenders, and others. This is new from Kings of Leon. It's called The Bandit on Rock of Ages. We'll be right back. Let's get back to the music here on Rock of Ages. We like to play new music when we can. And Imagine Dragons released two songs last Friday, their first new music since 2018. This one is called Follow You, which singer Dan Reynolds said he wrote after a 7-month separation from his wife, after which they decided to get remarried. It's new from Imagine Dragons on Rock of Ages.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you.
Herself enough love. She live a life hand in a tight glove. I wish that I could fix it. I could fix it for you.
But instead I'll be right here coming through.
You are listening to a special Holiday Week Rock of Ages, the best of the new music we played in 2021. Here's a clip from back on April 21st. The Wallflowers have announced their new album called Exit Wounds will be coming out on July the 9th. It's their first album in, I guess, 9 years, since 2012's Glad All Over. And about this album, Jacob Dylan said, "I think everybody, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, wherever you're going to go next, we're all taking a lot of exit wounds with us. Nobody is the same as they were 4 years ago." This is a new one from the Wallflowers. It's called Roots and Wings, here on Rock of Ages, WMFO.
You're such a heavy bird, you never get far on your own. You'll never have a use for your feathers. Well, you're hopping down the road. Yeah, you were born to walk the earth, yeah, with your back against the cold. I know you never had a purpose till I wore you on my back like a coat. You're in your evening gloves. You're off the farm taking big city drugs. No matter how far you get, now let it sink in that I gave you roots. And baby, I gave you wings. Yeah, I gave you roots and I gave you wings. And I showed you how to swing. Yeah, I showed you how to strut.
That's my mojo you're using, that's my wine getting you drunk. And I'm sorry they broke you in, I got you clean clipped and cut. You're a mule among horses, I took you when God stood you up. Now tell me who could do more. Set myself on fire, keeping you warm. And I'm warm off the hook, and he's on your chin. A heavy bird, you'd never get far on your own. Yeah, I gave you roots, baby, I gave you wings. Yeah, I gave you roots, baby, I gave you wings. Oh, now you're such a heavy bird, you'd never get far on your own.
Jackson Browne has a new single. It's called Cleveland Heart. He thought of the idea for the lyrics when he was driving around Cleveland, Ohio, and came across a building in the woods. He said, the person I was driving with said, that's Cleveland Heart. That's where they make artificial hearts. And I said, oh, I could use one of those. The result was this song, new from Jackson Browne, WMFO.
My Cleveland heart.
You are listening to a special holiday week edition of Rock of Ages, the best of the new music we played in 2021. This is Ron LaRussa with you this morning. I hope you're enjoying this. Here is a clip from back on June 28th. Well, let's check out some new music now. The Killers and Bruce Springsteen have teamed up to record a new version of A Dustland Fairy Tale. That's a song that originally appeared on the Killers' 2008 album called Day and Age. The Killers' lead singer, Brandon Flowers, is a huge Springsteen fan. He cites Bruce as one of his most important influences, particularly as a songwriter. In fact, the Killers took some heat from critics after their 2006 album, Sam's Town, because they said it drew too heavily on Springsteen's work. And when they met shortly after, Flowers was really nervous about it, but he said Bruce couldn't have been cooler and told him that he went through the same thing with Bob Dylan early in his career. Well, they've stayed connected ever since, and Flowers said that singing Thunder Road on stage with Bruce was one of the highlights, not just of his career, but of his entire life. So this is new from The Killers, features Bruce Springsteen. It's called Dustland on Rock of Ages.
A dustland fairy tale beginning, but just another white trash county kid in 61, long brown hair and foolish eyes. He looked just like you'd want him to, some kind of slick chrome American prince, a blue jean serenade. I don't believe you.
So Cinderella in a party dress, she was looking for a nightgown. Saw the devil wrapping up his hand, he's getting ready for the showdown. So the minute that I turned away, I got my money on a pole.
A change came in disguise of revelation. A set his soul on fire. She said she always knew he'd come around.
And the decades disappear like sinking ships, but we persevere. God gives us hope, but we still fear. Saw Cinderella in a party dress, but she was looking for a nightgown. I saw the devil wrapping up his hands, he's getting ready for the showdown. I saw the ending when they turned the page. I took my money and I ran away, straight to the valley of the great divide. I where the dreams are.
Girls die, die.
Do you remember the song Smooth by Santana? It featured Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. It was the biggest song of 1999. It sold millions of copies, won multiple Grammys. Well, now, a mere 22 years later, they have reunited for another song. In the year since 1999, Thomas wound up co-writing a few songs on Santana albums that followed that album, Supernatural, although he never sang on any of them. But that changes now. Santana's got a new album out called Blessings and Miracles. It'll be out in October, and it marks the return of the guest singer approach that he used on Supernatural and also Shaman. So this is new music from Rob Thomas and Carlos Santana, 22 years after Smooth. It's called Move on Rock of Ages.
You got me losing my head. I never know what I said. You got me spinning around and around. I never know if I'm right, but I've been feeling tonight that we can make all the walls come down. And now I'm singing, ooh, ooh, cause I feel like I want you. We're coming to life and today is a brand new day. Let me see you move like you're burning the house down. I wanna see you move like you're working it out now. I'm begging for you move. Now stay like that. You can't go back when the feeling makes you move. I'm out of hey, hey. I wanna see you move. Let me see you move. The way you pull me in close, you got a spell on my soul. Oh Lord have mercy, I've been hypnotized. You got me singing, ooh, cause I feel like I need ya. We're coming to life and damn, did you feel that? Let me see you move like you're burning the house down. I wanna see you move like you're working it out now. I beg you for you move. Now stay like that. You can't go back when the feeling makes you move. I'm out of hey, hey. I wanna see you move.
You're listening to the best of the new music we played in 2021 here on Rock of Ages. This is how we introduced this one back on September 20th. But it's time for some newer music now. The Doobie Brothers have a new album. It's coming out on October 1st. It will be called Liberté. It's got 12 songs on it, and they are touring to support the album. It's their 50th anniversary tour. It's got both Michael McDonald and Tom Johnson for the first time together on tour in 25 years. That show will come to the Infinity Center here in Boston on June 22nd, 2022. Hint, Father's Day present? Anyway, New from the Doobie Brothers. This is called Don't You Mess With Me, Rock of Ages. Well, let's get to some new music now. The Lumineers announced their upcoming album, Brightside. It's the band's fourth album, and it'll arrive on January 14th, 2022. It'll have 9 songs, and it was produced over just 2 sessions in winter and spring of 2021. The song Brightside was recorded in a single day, and lead singer Wesley Schultz said, "It's like a 15-year-old's fever dream, an American love story in all its glory and heartbreak." Their last album, called 3, dropped in 2019. This is Brightside, new from the Lumineers on Rock of Ages.
I could see it in the air. Every word was like smoke from a cigarette. You were blowing. Side of the moon. could barely see your eyes. Psilocybin in a hotel room and the light in your eyes. The waves on the ceiling. I'll be your bright side, baby, tonight. I'll be your bright side, baby, tonight. Tonight. You were tired of Tacoma. I was tired of believing we were right. Losing every other friend. Finding nothing in the afterlife but the light in your eyes. Alone on a feeling. I'll be. I could see it in the air. Every word was like smoke from a cigarette. Sun is coming up ahead. Get your crack in the windshield, shining the light in your eyes. Alone.
You're listening to the best of the new music we played in 2021 here on Rock of Ages. Ron LaRussa here with you. This is one we played back on October 4th. As you know, this show is about album rock radio, a format that was born in the 70s, then splintered into more of a hard rock sound, with a lot of the singer-songwriters being sent off to soft rock radio. In fact, just a few weeks ago, we did a whole show honoring those singer-songwriters of the 1970s who were an integral part of the album rock radio format. Well, two of those who were superstars of the format in the 70s before that split are Elton John and Stevie Wonder. They first paired up in 1985 for That's What Friends Are For. That was for charity, I believe. And now they've done so again. Last week, they released this song, Finish Line. It's the latest single off Elton John's upcoming album called The Lockdown Sessions. This is a real nice ballad. New from Elton John and Stevie Wonder on Rock of Ages.
Take me back some years.
Rock of Ages on WMFO like to play new music as often as we can, and U2 has a new one out. It's their first new song in 3 years. It's called Your Song Saved My Life, and it's from the soundtrack for the upcoming animated film Sing 2. Bono actually plays a character in the film, which will be coming out right after Christmas. The song was apparently inspired in part by his list of 60 songs that saved my life that he wrote in 2020 to celebrate and mark his 60th birthday. Sing 2 includes several U2 hits, including versions of Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of and Where the Streets Have No Name, sung by the film's cast, which includes Scarlett Johansson and Reese Witherspoon. Bono and Scarlett Johansson, in fact, also duet on U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. And that'll all be on the soundtrack, which comes out on December 17th. This is new from U2, Your Song Saved My Life, on Rock of Ages.
It's a Monday morning, about a quarter past four. You were busy dreaming,
Won't you hear me when I tell you, darling, I sing it to survive? You're looking for a miracle, the kind that science can't explain. The man you carry in your heart is only comfortable when he's in pain. Are you a stranger in your own life? Why are you hiding behind those eyes? Can anyone find you there? Just me. You know your song saved my life. I don't sing it just so I can get by. Won't you hear me when I tell you, darling, I sing it to survive? Your song.
You're listening to a special holiday week edition of Rock of Ages on WMFO, and we will get back to the music right after this.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Because Sting has released a new album. It's called The Bridge. It came out last Friday. And the first single is a kind of breezy, upbeat song called If It's Love. And Sting said about it, "I'm certainly not the first songwriter to equate falling in or out of love with an incurable sickness, nor will I be the last. If It's Love is my addition to that canon, where the tropes of metaphorical symptoms, diagnosis, and downright incapacity are all familiar enough to make each of us smile ruefully." New from Sting, If It's Love, on Rock of Ages.
Jumped out of bed this morning with a smile upon my face. It's still there while I shave my chin, but the reason's hard for me to trace. I cooked myself some breakfast, have some coffee while I muse. Where could this smile have come from? It's a muscle that I rarely use. Call the doctor with my symptoms. Should I spend all day in bed? Can you explain what's ailing me? And this is what my doctor said. If it's love, it has no season. If it's love, there is no cure. If it's love, it won't see reason. And of this you can be sure. If it's love, you must surrender. If it's love, turn you round. If it's love, the odds are slender. If it's love, you're sunk without a trace. One case can bring you down. You smile and your heart skips a beat. you hear a church bell chiming. A sound that's ringing in your ears will set your heartbeat climbing. And my doctor's diagnosis, his opinion, and I quote, I write you a prescription, and this is what my doctor wrote. If it's love, it has no season. If it's love, there is no cure. If it's love, it won't see reason, and of this you can be sure. If it's love, you must surrender. If it's love, then you must yield. If it's love, the odds are slender. If it's love, the trap's already laid, and I'm afraid you're
Well, right now it's time for some new music. We've mentioned on the show that John Mellencamp is coming out with a new album. It'll be called Strictly a One-Eyed Jack. We've already played the collaboration he has on it with Bruce Springsteen called Wasted Days. Well, last Friday he released another song from the album. This one's called Chasing Rainbows. It's new from John Mellencamp on Rock of Ages.
Time ago, when I used to chase rainbows, I thought there was a pot of gold when I got to the end. But there were many people there, and I said, what are you doing here? They said they were looking for the end of the rainbow. At the end of the rainbow, turns out it's not somewhere. Look around, it's everywhere for anyone who cares. This world is full of fancy dreams, and money can't get you anything. But that's not really true, it's just make-believe. As you walk down the streets of broken dreams, well, some have lost everything, while others are still looking for that easy pot of gold. At the end of the rainbow, turns out it's not somewhere. Look around, it's everywhere. Shallow dream in this world of make-believe that we all believe is true. When you get there, there's no place to go, just a lot of I told you so's. So take this love with you when you go to the end of the rainbow. At the end of the rainbow, turns out it's not somewhere. Look around, it's everywhere for anyone who cares. At the end of the rainbow, turns out it's not somewhere. Look around, it's everywhere for anyone who cares.
We're getting close to the end of our special holiday week episode of Rock of Ages, the best of the new music we played in 2021. We still have time for a couple more. Here's how we introduced this one back on September 13th. Eddie Vedder has released a new song. It's called Long Way. It's the first single from his upcoming solo album called Earthling. He recently collaborated on the soundtrack for Sean Penn's movie Flag Day, which also features Vedder's daughter Olivia on a song called My Father's Daughter. This is new from Eddie Vedder on Rock of Ages.
On the freeway.
Well, there you have it. The best of the new music we played in 2021 here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. This is Ron LaRussa. Hey, this is the last time I'll speak to you in 2021. I want to repeat, if I haven't said it enough times already, how much I really do appreciate you joining me every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock, or if you're listening on demand throughout your week, whatever. It's so much fun to do this show, and I really have a great time putting it on for you every week. So anyway, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, a good New Year's Eve. Be careful. Take everything slow and cool. And I will see you in 2022. Until then, take care.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Education.